when you clean your data, are you actually collecting the right data? You know, don't just convert this into there. Actually think about what data would work and then tag or put something on there that identifies where the data came from. Because that's the other thing, is you put data in a new system and you can't remember what data's from where. And people go, oh, where did that lead come from? And you're like, oh, well, you didn't put something on there. So I think there's, you know, there's reasons why you bring people like my business in, is because we are thinking about what's that mean? Where did that come from? Why, you know, I know someone was collecting date of births at some point. I said, why are you collecting that? Oh, just in case. And I'm like, but that is data you do not need. It's you're probably stopping people from giving you their information because they don't want to give you the date of birth, or they're giving you crap data because they won't be honest with that information anyway. And it's like, that does not give you anything of value to your business. Don't collect it. Focus on what is absolutely required for you to be able to provide your services to people or products to people, and focus on that. It's amazing how many people go, oh, just in case, just in case. You know, but I mean, I'm a data hoarder myself. You know, I have to, I keep everything just in case if I'm working on a project, you know, oh, well, I'll download all that just in case, you know, something happens. So, you know, in the end, you're sort of deleting all these extra files, but it's also that, do I need it? I'm not sure. Maybe I'll just keep it just in case. You know, we're all guilty of that. Yeah, so the SMEs that they can't afford to get that higher level consultation or get an expert in to help them, or their problem crosses over multiple different systems. So they want to ask about one thing, but then they've also got another thing. And generally, you have a person that knows one of them but can't necessarily help you with the other. So we're looking at crossing over different systems to get that sweet spot of, oh, well, have you heard about this? Oh, I'm using that. Oh, great, you connect that to that, and then maybe you could use this in order to make that really enhanced. Or yeah, so it's I believe that there's a space for SMEs that is not just one product, it's across all of them. So CRMs, so we look at things like ActiveCampaign, Capsule, HubSpot. We tend to not dive into things like Salesforce. They're too big. So those products, I would help someone to find out how to get help. We then look at, so project management tools such as ClickUp, Monday.com. We've also got web and IT discussions going on. So I have a web developer that will go in and answer specific questions. We talk about Google Drive, Microsoft, and the differences between those, and also where people are getting stuck. We can generally get them unstuck very, very quickly. So those sorts of things. So we have different groups that people can go into. So I'm hoping that I mean, we don't want to restrict by industry. It's not about the industry. It's about what the user's needs are within the industry. So we're looking really at the flow of systems in a business and where they're struggling to make that work for them. And the idea is that when someone comes in and gets their questions answered, we hope they'll then stay and go, oh, look, you've got some really interesting software reviews here. We've got some excellent resources in there, and that it's all going to grow over time. So we are at the start of this, but as it grows, I mean, it's going to be such a library of information. And it will be, oh, you're interested in Zoom. If we've got some information on Zoom. Oh, you're using Calendly, we've got information on that. So it's about also creating answers for those needs from the community. So I don't want to sort of focus on one thing that no one's using. I want to be more efficient on what people are using. And that'll come with time. So one of the Academy members, she said, oh, I'm using a different type of calendar booking product. And she said, but you mentioned this one. I hadn't heard about that one before. And it's like, so I can then generate a resource that talks about all the different types of calendar products. Because at the moment, I've deep dived into Microsoft bookings. I know Zoom has now a booking system. So I'm comparing what they do, like Tidycal is another system, and I'm comparing where they what differences they have and where they stop. So Tidycal doesn't have the workflows that Calendly has. Microsoft Bookings has a great system, but it doesn't interact with Zoom. It only interacts with Teams. So it's like there are a lot of pros and cons of different software, and that's where my specialization comes in, because I look for those different details and can explain them to people. We were trying to have a process of unsubscribe for a client, and I wanted two unsubscribe buttons. I want unsubscribe from this type of email or unsubscribe from all. It turned into a 3-month faff to try to get that process, because I said, but I want to customize what it says, because it's like the system details were so awful that we wanted to give like a stylized thing, but it just turned into such a gaff. And it turned out all it was the link that we were using. So you'd have unsubscribe, unsubscribe all, and then it turns out we needed unsubscribe link. But when you went into it, the unsubscribe all overrode the unsubscribe link. So when you sent out the email, it didn't work. It took us, we did four goes with the technical team from the product, with them looking at it. And it turns out you had to click out of the box in order for it to remember before you save. So you couldn't just change it and save it. You had to change it, click out into another place in the email, and then save it. And apparently that's, I wasn't doing that because of course I change it and save it. Of course the technical person did it himself, and he's like, oh, that didn't work. And I'm like, what? I mean, this is the process I've been following. Like, what am I doing wrong? And then he went back into it and he went, what's the bet you've got to click out of it first? And that's what happened. But like those sorts of things, just if you don't know to ask the question to find it, you'll never get to the point. Like, you'll just give up. And I think that curiosity with data as well, if you just don't want to give up yet, surely there's got to be a way. That's what we're trying to do with the academy as well, is arm people to be able to ask the right question so they can get the answer they need. Because often you get so frustrated and it's like, here is the manual. Okay, let's go past that point because I've already gone and done the, gone through the documentation, checked all that. Here's what I need next. And it's like, get me past that next point or get me to someone who can help me, because that's where you spend the most time, is someone trying to go, have you done this? Have you read that? Have you? And it's like, people generally will go and check the documentation first, or the chat bots will say, here's a document that might give you the answer. But it's the what's next. And sometimes it takes a little bit of work to get to the what's next. But once you can do that, you can do it quickly. Gosh, it helps enormously to get your answers, questions answered.